For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team opened up the season last week, lost at Winona State. We'll host the Golden Bears of Concordia this weekend for Shrine Game, joined by EJ Olszewski out of Alvin, Texas. First off, EJ, it was great to see in the paper last week that your family is all good after Harvey, but how tough was it to be here and not there?
It was a little tough. I just found out this weekend. My family didn't want to tell me, but my friend's house flooded. So, it sucks not being there to help, but at the same time, I know my family and friends are there and everyone's okay. So
that's the biggest factor right there. And it kind of comes with the territory when you live there, you know it. Doesn't make it any easier, though, when it happens, does it?
Yeah, no, not at all.
On to the games. What was that one part that was missing last week at Winona?
We just didn't play Beaver football. We didn't make any plays. They outplayed us, and so we're hungry coming off that game. We won our first win.
There's a saying that you can learn more in a loss than you can in a win. I don't know if I buy it, but does it have a little bit of truth?
Yeah, it does. After a win, it's easy to come to work the next week, because everything's going right for you. You find out a lot about a team after a loss, seeing how hard they work the next week.
Looking back, what positives can you take out of the defense from last week?
We played a lot better in the second half. Only allowed 10 points in one half, and that's good football. That's Beaver football, and also two takeaways that second half. So that's where we need to play, just like that, and I think we'll bring that this week.
It always intrigues me when brothers come, any school, but here there's been a handful over the years. What was it about Gunner's first year that you wanted to follow suit?
I was at NAI in Iowa before this, and all throughout high school, all throughout Tiffy, junior high, I've been on one winning team before last year. So, once I heard about them winning the North, or that three-way tie for the North, I wanted to be part of a winning tradition, and that's why I came here.
Football is definitely king in Texas. How did that prepare you for that weekly grind in the NSIC?
Yeah, football in Texas, we do a great job of, preparing our high school athletes. We have 2 days every day. We have a football athletic period. We got, free cleats, free, we had a great stadium. I think that prepares us for playing here just because the coaching we got and, all the hard work we put in high school.
How many absolute studs did you play against in high school?
And there was one year we played Pearland High School, and on their starting defense, 9 out of the 11 went D1 single A or D1 double A. So, yeah.
Yeah. Some players like practice. A lot of players hate practice, deal with it as a necessity. Do you like practice?
Oh, I love practice. That's what prepares you for the game. And I think the older you get, the more you realize how important it is. So this week in practice, we've been drilling every little thing just to help prepare us for this game. We need that first win, that first home game is big for us. So,
what is it like walking out onto that field at the Chet and seeing the place packed? Because you had fantastic crowds all last year.
Yeah. That stadium right by the lake, I think this is the best scene in NCAA, especially D2. So just being out there in front of everyone, especially your home fans, cheering you on, it helps bring that energy.
All right, time for some fun stuff. What's your nickname?
Just E, probably.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Favorite food? Man, I love pasta, but probably pizza, honestly.
What's your dream car?
Dream car? Man, honestly, right now, my car right now doesn't even have a front bumper, to be honest with you. So
anything with a front bumper?
With a bumper, probably.
What was your first job?
First real job, I worked at the YMCA.
Okay. Do you have any sports superstitions? Anything that you have to do, anything you have to wear out there before a game?
Nah, no, sir. I like to do my routine stretch before every game just to make the muscles feel a little better. But other than that, no.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.